The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This particular part was actually recorded post-podcast. So what I'll do is I'll do this intro, and then you'll hear the real podcast with another intro. So how about that? The reason I'm doing this is because I forgot to tell you about my fucking gigs, bro! I did the whole podcast, forgot to talk about gigs, because we've got some stinkers coming up. Let me read from this book made out of wood. We got some shit coming up. As you know, I've got a big show in the limelight. With my new show, Trans Blender. That's going to be on the 27th of October. In the limelight. Get her booked. That's going to be class. But we've also added Glasgow and London. So in the link to this motherfucking podcast, whether you're listening on SoundCloud or whatever, there will be ticket links. So we've got the Belfast gig on the 18th of October. I'll do it in chronological order. On the 12th of October, I'll be at the Museum of Comedy in London. Go to themuseumofcomedy.com, just scroll to the date. It's the 12th of October, and the tickets will be available on there. Now, London, last time I went there, I did two sold-out shows. This time, it's only one, and it's in the Museum of Comedy, and it's small as fuck. And it's literally about 100 people, if that. So, if you're going to get a ticket, get on up inside it real quick, because it'll not last long. With any luck. And then the 18th of October, I'm playing Blackfriars. It is where I played last time with Aaron McCann. Similar setup. It's a basement club. It's pretty small. But what we do is, if we have to, we just add on another show. But get a ticket to the first one, because that's going to be energy. Energy! Yeah, so we got 27th of October. No, we're doing this horse about face. We got 12th of October. We're in London. 18th of October, Glasgow. 27th, Belfast. Big shows, bros. Okay. Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow night if you're about for that. Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods, myself, MC, and just hosting, fucking about, guys, you know. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the podcast. Get yourself to some shows, guys. Now, what the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We're back on Tuesday, the 18th of September. I've been out and about in Europe and shit like that. Let's get this fucking goddamn party started. I'll play this fucking intro. Let's party. God damn it. I'm so erect. General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis. Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Cole and Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Fuck
you. Yeah. Weird fuzziness going on there, but sure, fuck it. I've just realised that song that I play at the start is in my iTunes. And there's not much on my iTunes on the computer. And I've just clicked there, and it still has U2 Songs of Innocence that they tried to give away for free years ago. Why the fuck is that there? Talk about cheeky. They were like, I tell you what, I'll give you the album, but it'll be virtually impossible to fucking get rid of. It's pretty much the herpes / AIDS of music, but it's yours forever. It'll be on your fucking laptop. I mean, this is a newish laptop, you know, this was bought within a year, and it's still got the fucking U2 album on it, which was on iTunes on my other laptop or phone. What? I don't know what the fucking crack is. Anyway. Welcome back to the podcast. Sorry I've taken a break off. Did a Euro trip, went around the place. I'll talk about it exclusively for the next fucking hour or so. Went all over the place. But turns out, it's just hard to record a podcast. It's easier to film a thing, do a vlog. I film loads of shit. I'll hopefully get that out. But like, to record a podcast, to sort of stop everything and go, I'm going to do this for an hour. Even, I mean, there was days where I was up all fucking night or fucking whatever, just couldn't go to sleep or was up early or something, and I'm still like, where do I do this? You know, we stayed a bit in a camper van just for the crack. I was like, what do I do? Fucking, I can barely move in this thing without the whole thing just shaking side to side anyway. Anyway, we'll get to the Europe trip in a second. A few things to brush up on. A few things. R.I.P. Mac Miller, you know. He died while I was away. Pretty much right as I was about to leave. And here's the thing. There's certain people that die that are famous, and you're like, oh, wow, yeah, I like them. I would never be. If someone would ask me, like, who are your favorite rappers? Maybe if I got to, like, 10, 15 down the line, I'd be like, Mac Miller, whatever. But then I realized, you know, whenever we're all talking about it, oh, that's really sad or whatever. And I was like, I actually fucking listen to Mac Miller all the time. Now, I did play him on the podcast, and he died fucking half an hour later. Touch of death. See, that's what happens. You get that sweet Ariana Grande puss, and you just can't handle it. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it wasn't anything to do with that. Maybe it's just like when you're going through a rough time as a fucking drug addict. You know, you tend to take a bit more drugs. You know, he's taking a lot anyway, and then he's like, I actually feel kind of down. I'm going to bash this fucking heroin into me. And he died. Ariana Grande, however, I don't know if I'm into it now. I'm sure she won't give a shit. But like, you know, you speak to Aaron McCann, he's like, oh my God, she's so hot or whatever. And I'm like, but she looks like a child. That's what gets to me. Hey, if there's a reason why I'm not gonna buck you, Ariana, I love it. That's the way dudes talk. No, I wouldn't write her. And you're like, never in your fucking days, even at living your best life, would she even peep sideways at you. You fucking creep. But, yeah, to me, it looks like, it reeks of like, do you know, like a fucking teenage girl puts makeup on and you go, shit, look at her, and then someone goes, ah, fuck you, she's 15, and you're like, you a pedophile, Colin? No, everyone's done that their whole fucking life. And strangely enough, it's fine. I mean, it's perfectly, I've seen it happen the other way, where there's like a young man or something, like a teenage boy, and all these women are like, tell you what, just you wait till he fucking leaves school there. And Andy Karen gets a hand on him or something. Just you wait. It's totally different because, you know, probably a 15-year-old boy, if you've had two boners already, would just love if someone's Andy Karen would, you know, suck him off in a toilet. What's happened here? We're off to the races. I mean, she definitely has a type, which is, you know, fucking strung out looking fucking smack tramps, but it's annoying too because they're both talented guys. I'd Pete Davidson. I mean, he definitely looks like he only eats heroin and sleeps once every fortnight, kind of like me, except without the skinniness bit. But just, I don't know, not just so you know, Ariana love, not into it that much, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? Wee bit slight for the big man. Know what I mean? Oh yeah, another thing I have to touch on. We'll play a Mac Miller song at the end. You know, R.I.P. I was supposed to do Para Video. The Para Video. And it's a shame the company wasn't called The Power of Email, because I couldn't get a fucking peep out of them the whole bastard in time. Because I agreed to do it. I went and met them. And I was like, yep. And then I mentioned briefly on this podcast that I was going to be at it. I was excited about it. You know, there's a lot of really cool people at it. Dan Mace, Peter McKinnon, really cool video people. Wanted to hear from them. And so I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And then it was approaching closer to the time, and I was like, okay, I've sent over my info. What everyone else was getting was these, like, you know, you would get a brand. I had to take a photo, send them a photo, and they would take it and put over like a Power Video thing. and then they would announce you as a speaker. So they were like, oh, this guy's doing a fucking panel or whatever. Now, I'm fully aware that I'm not as important as like a Peter McKinnon or a fucking Dan Mace or anyone else who has hundreds of thousands of followers from fucking vlogging. But it was in the Ulster Hall, and I'm the only cunt probably sold it out on that fucking lineup. So approaching the time, it's like, am I allowed to say anything about this? Is there anything I can share? Can I put something up? And then it was just like, no answer. And I was like, is there any fucking, do you know what time I'm on during the day? People are emailing me, what time are you on? When are you on? People are emailing all this shit. Or people are sending me messages, what time are you on? And I'm like, I have no fucking idea. I don't know anything about it. Do you know what I mean? You know more about it than I do. Some guy had to tell me, oh yeah, you're on at like 11:30 with fucking Aaron Kraskel and someone else. And I was like, now why is it that someone's fucking wife has to tell him that then tells me? When I'm supposed to be in direct contact with the people running the fucking thing. I'm aware they're busy, but it's like, you're running an event and the people performing / speaking at the event are going to be the draw. And don't get me wrong, I'm not blowing smoke up my own hole. I am aware that I'm not important on that list, but I did agree to fucking give up my time for free. And I know rightly everyone else who's a bigger speaker was probably getting paid fucking thousands because they're way too enthusiastic about it to be there. Yeah, we're here, we're fucking killing it. Yeah, we're doing all the stupid shit to fucking vlog it. There's no way you'd be doing that for free. So I was like, yeah. And initially I was going to turn up on the Friday and because I had to go on this Euro trip on the Saturday. And then I was like, to the guy who ran it, I was like, would it be worth me changing the flights if the Saturday's the creator day? And he goes, yeah, that'd be great. Because it'd be way better for you and us if you could do the Saturday. So I was like, okay, rebooked flights. Didn't cost, you know, an arm and a leg, but it's certainly fucking money that they're not spending, that I'm spending on their fucking behalf. So then I changed the flights. And then I'm still running up the thing, like, when am I on? What's happening? What time would it be there? Where am I going? Any information? And then, and this is what fucking annoyed me. I kept saying to Maureen, like, I knew. See, when I got asked to do this, I should have initially went no. Because you know what? It sounds like a fucking nightmare just hanging around with all these fucking YouTube folks. Doing the fucking, hey, what's the crack? And I like a vlog, don't get me wrong. But see that walking around talking to your fucking phones? It's fucking shit. But I don't know. I was just like, now that I think about it, I was like, when have I've never been in any of those circles, you know? I'm not video enough to be a video guy, you know? I'm not really fully 100%, you know, stand-up comedy is my whole thing. So there was always like, oh, that's the guy that does comedy, that's the video guy. I've never fitted in any of these fucking circles. And my initial thing when asked to do that was like, nah, there's no point. There's no point. I've nothing really to say to people about video or any of that shit. Do you know when there's these people going off, like, doing all these fucking inspirational speeches, like, go out and live the life that you fucking, and record it and share it with other people, and then your life becomes about what you put on video. And I was just like, and I remember at the time, I'd booked the flights that went over the Saturday, and Maureen was giving off to me, like, oh yeah, you're fucking stupid. Why, you know, did you not check the dates? And I was like, yeah, well, because initially I'd spoke with them and then I've heard nothing since. So it wasn't even in my mind when I went to book flights on the Euro trip. It was just like, book the Euro trip. And then it came around that I was actually missing the day, rebooked the flights. And I remember originally at the time, she was like, do you not think it'd be good for you? Like, good for your career or whatever? And I was like, see, to be honest, if I was given the choice between go and talk about videos or go to fucking Europe and film some videos, I'd go to Europe with my fucking friends and family to do that. And she was like, well, fair enough. And then as closer it got to the time, she was like, oh, it's a shame because them ones, you know, are over in the Netherlands and they're hiring a camper van and they're going to probably be in like France by the time. So we're already flying to Amsterdam and they're going to be in fucking, you know, like Belgium or France by the time we get over. So we're going to have to travel. And I was like, I fucking knew I should have just not went. And then sure enough, I was like, I'd forgot that if you book flights, they kind of stay there. And it's a lot cheaper a lot of the time to just buy other flights instead of trying to change them. So we still had the original flights. And I was like, well, do you know what? If I don't hear anything by 12 o'clock tomorrow, I'll just not fucking go. So I was like, right, I'll just not go. Because I didn't hear from them. And she was like, right, okay, that's more money. Try to, you know, got the flights or whatever. And I'd be emailing these people, can I have some sort of information? Am I allowed to fucking tell anybody I'm going to be here? There's people asking me, can I tell them what time I'm going to be there? No answer. And then I just send a thing going, listen, apologies, but I'm not going to be able to do whatever the fuck it is I'm supposed to be doing because I've no fucking idea. Sorry. And then my face came off the website and you're like, so you're getting the fucking emails? You're getting the emails after all this fucking horseshit that I moved. I fucking made time for it. Now I'm absolutely losing podcast listeners right now. But I was just like, what the fuck's going on here? I mean, see in life, see, you know, people's always like, oh yeah, you gotta treat people well and do all this. No, you don't. Literally do whatever the fuck you want, because that's what everyone else does. You know, you read all those memes. You know, you want your life to improve, start by helping others. Fuck others. You know what I mean? Fuck everybody. Just literally take care of exactly what you care about, because no one else, everyone else is doing that. And anytime you try and be fucking nice, it's like, ah, I'll just go over here. You know, fucking Jonah Hill in that movie. Oh, I'll just go fuck myself. Happens all the time. So yeah, ended up not going, and then got a bunch of messages like, oh, I thought you were going to be on stage with a fucking, what's his bake, Aaron Kraskel. No. I was in Belgium getting cunted. So there you go, no power video. Rename it, power of email. fuck my hole. That was a bit of a rant there, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean? When you book two sets of flights to fucking accommodate something that you're doing for free because you think you're being a nice guy. And it falls on its hole. Unbelievable. But listen, I'm sure it was class. And I'm sure if you're an audience member at Power Video, I'm sure it was brilliant. And I'm sure hearing from fucking Peter McKinnon and people like that is a lot more interesting than hearing from me. So I'm sure they got on okay. But you know what I'm like? You get one chance. That's all you get. And then the door shuts behind you forever. That's my life. You know, just trying to say, oh, you want to do something? Yeah. Oh, look, we're trying to be very fair here. Oh, all of a sudden you're taking the piss a bit. See ya. Boom, vault door shuts behind you. That's me tightening it up on the other side. You never get back. And I will end up in a cabin, you know, in a forest by myself someday. But sure, what else do you need? R.I.P. Mac Miller. Let's talk about Europe, now that we've ruined everyone's fucking morning. So yeah, we went on the Saturday instead of the fucking Monday. So we got two extra days, so flew in, met, well, we're going to do a bit of traveling with Maureen's sister, her and her boyfriend, who's Dutch, and then her other sister in a camper van, which, you know, already sounds like a disaster. But, yeah, so we got there. Europe's weird. You know what I mean? Europe is fucking weird. A lot of Europe is just, like, you've zoomed in on a fucking model set. You know, like, unless you go to, like, Amsterdam and Paris, you know, like, the middle of, like, all the culture. But see the outskirts of all these places, it's like fucking, you've made a model village before. You know, like, oh, today we're going to, in the near future, we're going to build this small village or town, and this is how it's going to look. And then they build it, and they go, this is exactly how it looks. The road is clean enough, you can eat off it. There's no features. Everyone is white as fuck. That's what most of it's like. You know, we landed in Amsterdam, got the train at this place called Visp or something, which I think means west. Got off, and it was like, it was just so fucking beige, you know what I mean? And then we just ended up going for this. We were just starving and went to the first place we went to. And Frank, who's Dutch, was like, oh, said to the guy in Dutch, like, oh, got any food? And the guy, yeah, toasty. And he's like, okay, I got toasties. Everyone want a toasty? And we're like, yeah, I'll take a toasty. And he goes, okay. And turns around and walks away. And just comes back with fucking the most European. All the food in Europe is like you're eating it on a plane. That's what it's like. Oh yes, it's bread and one slice of ham and some rubber cheese and that's it. That's all you get. That's pretty much it. Do you know? We talked about this the whole time. You're kind of spoilt for fucking choice over here. Like, you know, you could, I don't know, it's just weird. It's just everything's of better quality and there's more options. And maybe it's just because people are fatter cunts over here and it's like, you know, it's the morning and you go, fucking, let's go for a fry. And you're eating like 2 bits of bacon, 2 eggs, 2 sausages, potato bread, soda bread, beans, mushrooms. And these people would probably look at you and be like, that is an insane amount of food for one fat bastard. And then they're over there, they're just eating weird shit, like a couple of lumps of cheese and an apple and a piece of bread with nothing on it. Do you know, there's so many places, like we paid for a breakfast in Amsterdam in the hotel. Now, was it an Ibis? Yeah. You're getting a breakfast in a fucking ETOP. But here, we got it the night before and, you know, Amsterdam is a busy place and even it was fucking £200 a night. And it was a fucking Ibis. It was pleasant enough. But anyway, you pay for the breakfast and you go down. It's like, here's a croissant and then here's some baguette. And then there is a piece of unidentified slice of ham and a piece of cheese. And you're like, have I to dip this in water like I'm in a fucking hot dog eating contest? Just glunk. They're just like, it's fine, it's dry. It's dry as a nun's chuff. That's how we like it. I don't know what accent that is. That was vaguely European. But anyway, so I'll start from the start. We went to that place, and then we went on to Belgium, and we went to these... It's a European thing. You don't see any of them here. It's like a campsite, basically, but there's way more of them over there because people tour around all the time. So we're like, yes, let's go to a camping. So we went to this place outside Bruges, and we parked up, and it's weird because you're kind of like, well, this is it. Here we are. First of all, the place we parked was at the back of the fucking campsite where there's like goddamn acorns just falling off the tree. So when you're trying to sleep in this thing in the middle of the night, it's just like, if they're falling far enough, they make quite the fucking racket on the roof. So just, you would forget about it for a second and then, and then you look outside and it's a fucking acorn about that size. But anyway, we managed to get the bus into Bruges, which is not how you say it at all. You know, it's like Brugge or something, if you're from around there. But it's so funny, like, we went to the girl at the... You know, also, Europe, everyone's just, like, a baseline better looking. Do you know? We went to the thing, and they're like, could you tell us where the supermarket is? And she's like, oh, yeah, it's just down there. And she literally looked like... Do you know those sort of roughed up, windswept girls you'd see in a movie? Where you're like, oh, she's a bit of a mess now. But then later, when the rich guy takes her out, and she puts a dress on, you're like, oh, fuck me. That's what she looked like. And then we walked down the road, which is, it was way too far. And we only went out for like a couple of beers because we're only staying at the campsite for another minute. And we went down and bought 2 crates of beer. And as we're leaving, the woman was like, oh yeah, there's, if you buy this, you get this other beer free. So we walked about a mile with a case of beer each. Was it like 12 liters of water and fucking like... What was it? They had some sort of blonde beer that they obviously just couldn't give away. And they were like, oh, yes, well, this is such bullshit. It's only 3.8%, which is pretty much driving beer for us. So why don't you just take 6 of those each? So we literally bought 2 crates of beer, and then they're like, take another 2 fucking 6-packs of cans there and the water. And it was one of them things where you're like looking for the shop and you've walked for about half an hour and you're like, right, it's bound to be here somewhere. And then you're just like, right, well, I've got to find it now. Now we're just lost. Got it, went back to the campsite, sweating, about fucking an hour and a half later. There you go, got some beer. And then we just went into Bruges, so we didn't even fucking drink it. So there you go. Bruges, bro. Weird, weirdest fucking town ever. There was like a shuttle or something was taking you to the bus station in Bruges, and you get off and you're walking through this town and you're like, what's going on here? And you keep walking, and it's completely dead. And you're walking up these streets, like, you feel like you're at the fucking, what do you call that shit, Folk and Transport Museum or something. You're like, are these real buildings, or did they just paint them to look like this? And you're just walking around like, what the fuck is going on here? And it's obviously where people live. So it's all fucking, the whole place smells like piss as well.
Is not a shithole.
Bruges is a shithole.
Right, we've only just got off the fucking train. Could we reserve judgment on Bruges until we've seen the fucking place?
I know it's going to be a shithole.
That was us. Bruges is a shithole. And I was like, why the fuck did we even bother coming in here? And it was just, that's, That's just the way it is. One, it's the first bit that you meet is completely like residential, and it's just quiet as shit. It's so quiet. And then you're just like, okay, is anything going to happen here? Are we here in the wrong night? Is everything shut? And then you gradually move in and then stumbled across some bars. And then we're like, okay, okay. And then, you know, seeing the big fucking thing from Bruges where he falls off and busts his head open. All that shit. And then you're just walking around. Just fucking drinking. I mean, it's that's the only thing you can really do. We had a whole pile of shit that first night. Absolutely freaked out. I mean, sometimes when you're in Europe, if you can't be arsed looking, you'll just be like, what'd you eat today? And you're like, I ate two pastries, and then I ate a baguette filled with dry ham, and then I had another baguette filled with dry ham, and I had 16 pints of beer, then I had two large chips covered in mayonnaise, and then I had a waffle. And you're like, what have you eaten any fucking protein or vegetable at all? And you're like, no, all the food here is just yellow or brown. Do you know when you look in those pyramids of like all the food you should eat, and it's like, you know, carbs, whatever, veg, fish, which they all say is it's completely the wrong way around these days, but that's what their diet's like. You take the bottom row of the pyramid and that's all you eat. Potatoes, bread, pastry, rice, sometimes, maybe probably not though. That's all they eat. It's fucking, it's horrendous. But we had that and then had a fucking waffle and it was ridiculous. But yeah, I wish we could spend a bit more time in Bruges, to be honest. But we're in and out. We're just like, yep, this is it. Look at that. There's the big thing. This is pretty. Where do we get one of those beers that has the fucking? I mean, the dudes all look like Calvin Harris. Which, you know, if you were a girl, you'd be absolutely punching your fucking beanbag. But other than that, I was just like, whatever. It smells like horse piss. But good times. And then we just went to Paris for a couple of days. I think three nights or something, and I was pleasantly surprised by Paris. Pulled in at another campsite beside a river. All the girls got absolutely riddled with mosquitoes, so we've probably got fucking Zika and dengue or whatever that other shit is. So that was it. Went to Paris, did all the usual shit, went to see some stuff, you know. It was a beautiful sunny day, and it's weird because we actually didn't go out partying. What we tended to do was like, just, you know, like holiday drinking. You wake up and you literally brush your teeth with a bottle of Jack. But you like fucking wake up, have a wee breakfast, crack into the tins, travel about, have beers, and then you've walked around for fucking 9 hours. So you're like, ah, let's just go to the fucking campsite and just get wrecked. And which happened quite a lot. You know, got sick of drinking whiskey, went and bought a fucking Jameson. But yeah, we went around, seen the Eiffel Tower. Which is fucking, at a distance, you're like, that is incredible. And then you get closer to it, and it's just full of thousands of people, and they're all sitting on the grass, and we bought a carry out, and we're fucking eating that shit. And then everyone just is annoying, do you know what I mean? Everywhere they know there's going to be tourists. There's just these guys from fucking God knows where, I would imagine Syria, or somewhere like that, and they're just walking around, doing beer, wine, we're doing beer, wine, vodka, wine, cigarette, wine, beer. Beer, wine, champagne. Just trying to flog drink openly. And you're like, what about Europe, eh? If that was anywhere else, they'd just be like, you can't sell fucking loose alcohol, you lunatic. What do you want, beer, wine? And you're like, bro, look at what's happening here. We arrived with bags of booze and we're drinking our drink. We don't need beer. We're all sitting with fresh beers. You want beer? You want beer, wine, champagne? No. I'll pay you money to not walk past here again because you're driving me fucking insane. Now, are they working for some sort of trafficker who brought them all into the country in a van? Probably. But hey, not my problem. I always crack up at people who are selling stuff in the street. You know, usually immigrant type folk. And you got to do what you got to do to survive. But it's like, I wish there was a careers manager for them where you're like, you know, you're at the Eiffel Tower. You can buy this trinket shit anywhere. Why are you walking around with like 100 fucking Eiffel Towers on a loop and going, hey, what do you want? You want five for a euro? And you're like, what am I going to do with five fucking miniature Eiffel Towers for 1 euro? What the fuck, bro? Just selling bullshit. You know all that. You'll buy a rose. What do I need a rose for? Sell me fucking... cigarette, get dodgy cigarettes and sell those. Now, you might go to jail or get choked to death in the street like that guy in America, but it's like, you know, vodka wine, champagne, cigarette, what do you want? None of those things, because everyone's brought their own. If you're walking around going, sandwich, chips, what do you want? What do you want? Snacks, packet of crisps? I would take that. Yeah, you buy those, you buy fags. You know, just take microchips is the answer for those you buy rose people. It's getting out fucking microwave out of a bin. Ding! You buy chips. Big issue. You know, there has to be some fucking business brain like a Steve Jobs, God rest his soul, needs to step in there and be like, what can homeless people sell that people will actually buy instead of a big issue? I know, well, they probably did that with newspapers, but like, who gives a fuck about that now? I don't know. Strange. Anyway, went to France, enjoyed it, didn't get a good meal the whole fucking time I was there. You know, we went to various places, diners and restaurants and eating all this shit, and I was just like, this is fucking merde, as the French would say. Went to an Italian place. Now, you're probably going, you went for an Italian in France, you deserve everything you get. But I was just like, what is this? The pizza's cake. It's just fucking weird. Weird. Bad service everywhere. I don't know whether we're just going to the wrong fucking places or what it was, but it was just strange. I mean, you're in Paris. It's beautiful. It looks amazing. You know, apart from the cordoned off areas for immigrants that they seem to have set up to be like, look at our immigrants. But other than that, weird. And then, we did, I mean, Paris was weird. We just went around, did the normal shit, seen the Eiffel Tower, did all the fucking Arc de Triomphe. What was it? The Champs-Élysées. We've seen that. We've seen all the shit. Went to the catacombs. It was shut. Great! And it had only shut the day before for a month maintenance. And we're like, what are the fucking chances? The only thing I wanted to see was a pile of skulls up in this dump. And here we are across the road just boozing now, which actually was one of the more fun times of the whole trip. It was the time we didn't get in the catacombs and just went on the piss. But, you know, and so many loose tits in Paris, you know, not fond of the bra round there, not complaining. Tits everywhere. Crazy. And everyone's a pervert. Yeah, I feel like the whole fucking hashtag Me Too movement hasn't really hit Paris or Europe yet. Just walking around, again, it happens all the time, just walking around Memorial, just watching guys just give her the full up and down. And you know, everyone's perving on everyone, but it's like, be a bit more subtle about it. Don't just fucking be smoking and then stop dead and just hold a cigarette and go, oh, there, nice. People just perving all over the shop. But that's Europe, you know, it's, even we got the Amsterdam, those sex museum things, there's like, they've got shrines that like, you know, people flashing people, they're like, it is an integral part of our history for people to show their penis to strangers. It's perfectly fine. Everyone's just perving. But yeah, I've never seen, I mean, all, even the girls are pointing out, they're like, I've never seen so many jangly tits in my life floating around here. Crazy. There was a girl on a bike, right, and she looked kind of, you know, she was very, very tanned. I'd say she was some sort of, I don't know, I don't want to guess her ethnicity. She was going along, and all the paths in Paris are kind of sandy, and they're kind of bumpy, and she's going along on her bike, and literally, it was like she had a tray of fucking trifles in front of her, just on the bike. And I was like, if I told someone about that, or you put it in a film, that just would, it wouldn't seem real. Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, just everyone's hot as fuck. Just, you know, like, even the dude waiters, I'm sure, all them girls are like, oh, pour that wine on them. The guy's just like, pour the wine, don't give a fuck. Looks sexy as shit. Take that, taste it. Do you like it? Yeah, whatever the fuck. Look. You know, just assholes, but like, you know, hot. Probably. A lot of hot people, but yeah, shit. Didn't they? The best food we had was in Amsterdam. It was incredible. And, yeah, so we basically went to Paris, and then we went to an Airbnb in Belgium. I forget the name of the town, but we booked it going, this looks sweet. We've had enough of this fucking camper van for a minute. And I wish, do you know what? I wish I had drunken stories for you, but it was just fucking, it was like, it'd be like asking a bunch of alkies in a park, tell us a few funny stories. You know, tell us a few fun stories about your drinking. And they're like, no, we just sit here and we drink till failure. That was it. Every bastard night. So we went from Paris to avoid the fucking mosquitoes that were just killing everybody. And then, oh, by the way, there was a shop. There was a shop in Paris. I bought this hat that I'm wearing right now. I forget the name of it. Stad, City Stad or something. And I was like, if I was a millionaire, I would just walk in and be like, everything in a bag, double XL, let's party. Just fucking incredible gear. Just super sweet gear everywhere. Carhartt stuff, Champion, you know, Stussy. God forbid. But yeah, fucking unreal. Could have cleaned them out. Oh yeah, so anyway, we left Paris, just seen all the shit, drank all the shit, ate all the bollocks food, and that was it, really. And then we went to this Airbnb, which we booked purely because we're like, right, we're sick of fucking sleeping in this thing this week. Let's get ourselves a bed. We're passing through Belgium anyway. Let's get somewhere there, see a new place. So we booked this place for 2 nights, and which is hilarious when you've rented a camper van, and then you're also like paying for an Airbnb. But so we fucking we got to this place, and it was a bit hard to find. It was in this wee tight, it was in a ring piece of nowhere where these people had converted like barns. And we got in, and this woman comes over and says, Airbnb, after we found it after like forever. And Airbnb, and they're like, yeah. And she let us in, and they're these two fucking giant dogs that were like nice, but you know when they're like annoying? Do you know they were nice, and they were just a big dope. It was one of those Bordeaux things and a husky, and they were just coming up and fucking, they'd barge into the house, but they weren't that playful. They were just, you know, those weird dogs that are just big and nosy and like don't like really being touched, but like are just weird. And so they were a bit fucking annoying, and she looked like some sort of fucking, you know, just, she looked like the mum from Kath and Kim, but a bit hotter, do you know, just going out to do her fucking fitness in the evening. And we got in this place, and it was just like, someone had converted this thing, and they just made steps out of like steel beams up into the loft and all the beds. It was cool, but like literally just didn't work at all. Nothing worked. It's like fucking, it was just weird. You're like, oh, by the way, you can't drink the water. And you run the tap, and sure enough, it's like brown. And I'm like, okay, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to cook anything. We went and done a shopping and all this here shit. I mean, this sounds like the most boring Euro trip of all time. But, yeah, we fucking, we just stayed there for a couple of nights. And just got, the first night we were there, everyone was so tired. We had like 2 beers and just went to bed. By the way, there was evenings in Paris where I was just, it was so fucking warm, we were trying to sleep in a camper van, and it was just like, you would be drunk or whatever, and you'd fall asleep, and you'd wake up, and you were so roasting. And then there was one or two nights where I was like, just awake all night. I was just like, well, that's me awake now. Here we are. Trying not to move, because everyone else is sleeping. So by the time we got to this fucking Belgian place, just passed out. And then, oh, fuck the mic there. Trying to find a video. Where are we at? Can't find it. Oh, yeah, so we stayed there one night, and then the second night we went around, did a few, bit of hurling and turning, and then did a shopping, and just fucking got absolutely blasted. You know when you're like, what else is there to do other than to get fucking Hulk smashed right now? And that's what we did. We drank so much beer. We drank fucking whiskey. And everyone was absolutely dying the next day. And we were going to Amsterdam. And Maureen's sister was unwell. Do you know? I'll not mention which one. We pulled up to fucking this place in Amsterdam. And she'd been just, you know, hesitating to fucking eat or drink all day. Then we pulled up and she was like, and it was, you know, you need to be sick when it's silent. You know, sometimes you go like, oh, fuck, I've been sick. And you go in there and you're like, yeah. You're giving it all that shit. And then when you really need to barf, you just go. Zero noise. Poor girl. But yeah, we all kind of felt like that, and then we just went to we booked this place. You couldn't get anything in Amsterdam. It was packed out, and they were like, "Oh, you want to stay somewhere near the city? Ah, it's £400 a night." And there's three of us, and then we worked out like we're looking for Airbnb. There was no Airbnbs actually. In fact, there was none, and they just got to the point where it was like, would it be handier if rather than book two, if we just, because it was just me, Maureen, and her sister, and I was like, let's just fucking get a triple room. That's going to be the best way to do it, is pay for one room that all three of us go in. So we ended up getting a trip, and it was perfect. It actually kind of worked out better, because they got this quite a big room in a fucking Ibis with like three beds just scattered and divided up like that. Great times. So of course when we got there, everyone's fucking dying, like absolutely dying. And now, having ate nothing but Euro shite the whole time, Amsterdam, obviously busy city, has way more stuff. And we just, I did was eat Asian food the whole fucking time. You know, we got there again, exhausted, hungover, got the hotel. We're like, right, we're having some sort of fucking nap here. Everyone's just out cold, snoring the bed out. I mean, I'm becoming aware of how shite this Euro story is, but sure, we'll get through it. We'll get through it because I've one of the funniest stories I've ever been involved in my life, in an Ibis. So I'll talk you through the food I had. First night, we went to this place called Bird, which is probably up there on the fucking, you know, TripAdvisor, go to this place type thing. It's Thai food. But by this stage, I was like, all I've eaten is yellow and beige food from Europe. Some rubbery cheese and in a fucking, some sort of pastry or bread. That's all you're eating the whole time. Bit of brown sauce, catch yourself on. Ketchup, maybe. Where are we, America? You're like, what can I eat, for fuck's sake? Oh yeah, I forgot to talk about Paris. We went to the fucking Louvre. The Louvre. I forgot to mention this. Which is like, obviously a load of ancient shit, and you walk around and you're like, yeah, whatever. See, for someone who studied art, I don't give a fuck about art, really. I like probably a lot more modern art, but see all that old shit, like, oh, look at this. This is a fucking sculpture of some fucking Roman soldier. Cool. You know, I barely give a shit. It's terrible. Terribly uncultured son of a bitch. I don't get it. So, yeah, we went in there, and then we came out, and we were walking through all the wee squares and stuff, and there's this guy surrounded by pigeons, and it's almost like that's become his fucking street performer move now. Is like, I'm trying to find this video, this girl boken with a fucking milkshake in her mouth, because it's fucking hilarious. Yeah, this guy's obviously went like, you know, all these guys have their fucking, their techniques and their skills. What can I bring to the table? I'll tame these fucking pigeons and I'll juggle them about. You know, juggling them about. And then he would go over and like shake people's hands and give you bird seed, and then all the birds would go in your hand, and you're like, I'm not touching your hand, and then letting pigeons from Paris, the lesser known remix to the Kanye West song, and he would shake people's hands, and you're like, God knows what sort of fucking swine flu is on your hands, even though it's avian flu, but you know. And then fucking the birds would come over, and it was just like, oh, so gross, and people are trying to sell you everything, buddy, drugs mainly to me, buddy. What you need? You want a party? What do you want? What do you want, buddy? You want Coke? Yeah. Give us your Coke while I'm touristing about here, surrounded by thousands of people at the fucking Louvre. Is that how you say it? Yeah, I'll take... Whoever goes like, do you know what? I do fancy a bit of Coke in public off a fucking strange dude. Hey, buddy. You want drugs? No. Not really right now. Do you have a bottle of water or a fucking ice cold tin of cola? That would be nice. Everyone's trying to sell something. And also, you know, it's like you're walking in, the guy's like, you want a ticket? You need a ticket for, you can pre-buy a ticket and you skip the queue a wee bit, but the queue only takes fucking 2 minutes anyway. But you can buy a fucking ticket online, but then these guys are like, you want to buy a ticket? And then you get up there and it's a sign that says you don't buy tickets off the people outside. And the guy's like, you want to buy a ticket? You want a ticket? And you're like, now, think about this for a second, sir. Why on earth would this be legit? You know? You've a guy that looks like fucking Stormzy with a leather baseball cap on saying, oh, you need these to get in while you're wearing a fucking Adidas tracksuit. Nothing about that seems official. You know? You fucking lunatic. Scamming. I always feel like if you're that good a scam artist, you would just scam your way into a legit job with money. But I think it's all just like, the guy goes, do you want the ticket? And you go, no. And then he goes, but do you want the drugs? And then everyone's trying to sell something. And there's this guy, I don't know whether he was mentally ill or he was just like completely desperate, where everyone's like, oh, you want to buy this, five for a pound. Do you want five for a euro with these fucking, you know, Eiffel Towers? And then this one guy's just holding a bit of string, like, oh, please, you buy a piece of string. And I'm like, is it magic string? I didn't speak to him, but I was like, what the fuck is going on here? They're probably like, oh, that's crazy Tony. He tries to sell string. He'll play like a literally like half a shoelace. You want to buy a piece of string, please? You want to buy? Unless he was like, that was his technique. You know, he's like, I see all these guys trying to sell the same thing. Why don't I just act like I'm just lost? And I'm just like, please. I mean, your life's grand. Your life is fucking grand when you see things like that in public. You're like, that guy's trying to sell string in the middle of Paris. God knows what shithole he came from, but it's like, what's bad? You know, what's... I just don't know. I don't get it. You're like, oh yeah, I'll go to France, and then you go to these big cities and you just get fucking swallowed up because it's a dump. It's not a dump, but it's just expensive and it's hard to get around. All that shit, you won't survive. You'd have been better staying somewhere, I don't know where you're from, but just moving slightly to a different bit where it's, you know, you could maybe, I always think that, it's like, you know, you could be in some fucking war-torn place and you're like, oh, this is a fucking nightmare. I'm under threat. Let me shoot myself out of a cannon into, like, London. And you're like, how the fuck are you supposed to survive in London? Do you know, you'd be better fucking moving somewhere and being like, listen, I'm going to try and fucking get a job on a farm here and just do some manual labor. You know, somewhere where it's like you can actually do work instead of trying to fit into this massive sort of metropolis type place. Do you know, is it you're arriving in a place where maybe you have no skills, but you just end up doing weird shit. Strange. I don't know. But then I don't know what their skills are. Sometimes you speak to these people and they're like, oh yeah, I was a fucking brain surgeon in Aleppo and now I'm driving a fucking Uber. I don't know, it's just very strange. But yeah, we got to Amsterdam. Sorry to go back on myself. We went to Amsterdam, went to this place called the Thai Bird or something like that. And it was all over the place. There were people were talking about it and stuff. And we had to wait for about half an hour for a seat, which I've never done in my life. And it was fucking worth it, let me tell you. Because we were hungry and we got their hotel. And then we just lay there and slept. And then by the time we were out, we're like, I'm fucking starving. And then we get in this restaurant, go down a wee fucking basement area, and it was fucking roasting, and Maureen just kept going, why are you so red in the face and sweaty? And I'm like, well, first of all, I'm absolutely dying of a hangover, so that's one contributing factor. Also, we're eating very spicy food. The food was fucking unreal. Oh my god, we got a pineapple fried rice, which would fuck me. You know when you just take a mouthful of something, you go, ah, why do people eat anything else other than Southeast Asian food? Swear to God, you eat it and you're like, what am I doing all day? What are people doing with their fucking porridge and their ham sandwiches and all that shit? I swear to God, I had Asian the whole time we were in Amsterdam. Went there, got a thing called Thai noodle soup with beef. That was all it was called, and it was fucking incredible. If anyone's familiar with the Vietnamese pho, which I very much am, it was like that. It was like what you want that to be. You're like, you taste it, what's lovely, eat some noodles, eat a wee bit of weird beef. This was like a giant fucking bowl. The broth was unbelievable. Noodles. The beef was like brisket that had been cooked for about fucking a day. And it was all fucking aniseedy and beefy. And it was just fucking ridiculous. One sip of this broth and I was like, okay, I don't know what's happening here. I've just lost my whole train of thought. It's fucking unbelievable. the Rikes was ridiculous. Maureen and her sister got a couple of fucking Thai curries, and we literally walked out of there having a, you know, like a fucking party night planned. And it's like, yeah, let's go on the beer, and then you walk out and you're like, nah, let's just fucking have a wee look about, and then we'll just go to bed because we're fucking old and tired. Unbelievable. And then the next day, we did a bunch of weird shit. We went to fucking the Body Works, which, Body Worlds. Body Worlds in Amsterdam, which is like, I mean, this is after we just walked around and looked at some prostitutes for a while and then had in-depth conversations about, like, isn't that weird? I wonder what the process is and everything. But it is weird, isn't it? Prostitution. Oldest game in the world. I just think, you know, I don't know. You see, part of me is like, I don't know if I would understand it, or would I just go on an absolute fuck rampage if I was doing it? Do you know what I mean? Would I just walk up, would I just pick out like fucking 10 of them and be like, yep, we're absolutely having a banquet tonight? Because, you know, with my insatiable personality in all aspects of life, I would, you know, there's no point in going in all business like, oh, here's your money. Oh, fuck, what's happening? Blah, see you later. I'd be like, hey, big man's not done. Big man's only scratched the surface, pardon the pun. That's not even a pun, you know, of Amsterdam. We're out for the night. But then it's all that similar look, you know. They're all just like, sort of tall, very much in shape with a boob job, and it's just way over the top. I don't, you know, depends what you're into. Like, what am I talking about? Like, it's unbelievable. Going back to the Ariana Grande thing. But yeah, we went to that Body Worlds thing, which is like a big exhibition where they take people's bodies and fucking preserve them, cut them apart or whatever. I don't know how the fuck they do it. It was that cunt that used to be on Channel 4, and you go in and you fucking just look at all this thing, and they try and build a story around it, like happiness, how to live your life, and then, you know, various things that can affect your health and happiness throughout the exhibition, and you get round, and it's just weird, do you know? And the only thing you do is be like, haha, look at this wee dick. And there was one female body, and it was like whatever weird position she was in, like some, you know, like she was the dancer or whatever, and, you know, whatever, you could definitely just see her preserved fag and anus. Isn't that funny? You're like, you did all this work, you know, and you just kept in the asshole. Fair play to you for keeping in the anus. Unnecessary, but there it is. And then they had her body cut in three bits. It was wild shit. Fucking wild. And then you go, you know, there's all these different things where it was like, oh yeah, this is how like obesity affects your body, and this is how alcohol affects your body. And by the way, there was the girl with the asshole exposed, cut in three. She had like black lungs, and they were like, oh yeah, that's probably just from living in a city, because she was a non-smoker. And you're like, bro, that's terrifying, that your lungs can just be stinking from walking around a town. You know, thank fuck we're out here. The only thing we're breathing in is cow shit out in the country. You know what I mean? Still all your fucking black lung in the middle of fucking Amsterdam bullshit. But yeah, that was exciting. And then there's a bit where they were talking about, you know, all your fucking renal systems, and then all your cardio and heart type shit. And then they had a fucking oh fuck. They had a fucking you know, you could test your blood pressure, and I was like, this is not a good day for me to test my blood pressure. And I put it in, and sure enough, it may as well have said, go to a doctor immediately. Dead. But there's something about having that taken where you go, straight away you go, oh, I'm worried that this is going to be fucking really high. And then your heart starts to beat faster, and then it reads that it is quite high. I forget what the two, you know, one whatever over whatever. I forget the, I don't even know what the science behind that is. But like, basically one of mine was like, fine, and then the other one was like quite high. I was like, well, today's the day when you're absolutely dying and you've had a coffee after not having a coffee for about a month and walking around this shithole sweating, this is not a good time for blood pressure. But there's a load of funny shots, you know. I took a lot of vlog type stuff. There's one of me standing beside the guy. They've taken like a cross section of his body as an example of the obese guy, and I'm bigger. If I stood in front of this cunt, you wouldn't see me. And they're like, "This is the obese guy." Terrible. But speaking of, I'll tell you the story in a second. But speaking of obesity, me and our boy Dave Elliott are entering a thing called the heavyweight cut. Entering it, we made it up. It's basically me and him trying to see if we can reach the weight of a UFC heavyweight. Probably by the time he gets married on the 2nd of November, he's getting married. So he wants to lose as much weight as possible. Possible. And I would also like to lose weight because high blood pressure, obesity, you know, want to be able to train more and safer because I'm not as heavy and a fat cunt. So we're really making the dietary adjustments. I have to lose. That was always the joke. I did it in stand-up. I was like, if I was to fight Brock Lesnar in the UFC, I'd have to lose. Well, actually, it was more at the time. At the time, it was 24 pounds. And when I weighed myself this morning, I would have to lose 19 pounds to be 265 pounds, which is hilarious. Dave has to lose a good bit more, but then again, he's bigger. So, but we're trying to figure out the challenge. You know, is it who can lose the most weight by the time he gets married? Or will, do you try and meet the fucking heavyweight limit? So we're still trying to figure that out. We're still trying to figure out a forfeit and stuff like that. There is an Instagram page, which is the_heavyweight_cut. And there's a picture of me and him for the thing. And we're just going to upload all our food, video of us working out and stuff like that. And then we're going to, I think, organize like a day where we train together. Which will be fun, you know? So, just trying to lose that weight, bro, you know? It's not healthy to be fat, much like that fat bitch on the front of that Cosmo magazine. Oh, it's... Yeah, I don't even know. I probably talked about this before. I don't know what the fuck they were trying to do with her. Were they kind of trying to be like, oh, you can be beautiful in any size? And you're like, whatever, she's got a pretty face. But there's no doubt she's a fucking barrel of shit. And it's just, I hate that fucking those excuses. And everyone makes them. I'm aware that I'm a fat cunt. But if I really give it... I mean, what'll probably happen is if you just continue to fucking deteriorate as a human and get fatter and older, there'll get a point where your body is just trash and your fucking joints are wrecked and you get diabetes and all. And you're like, oh yeah, if I'd have just fucking got in shape when I was like, you know, when I came out of school and put some weight on at uni, if I'd have just got back into shape then and just stayed there, I'd be much healthier than someone who just got progressively heavier and more sedentary and your body doesn't work. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that girl can sit there with her fucking hair done. And it's weird to attack her, but you know that Cosmopolitan have probably just put her up like, this is how fucking accepting we are of everything. Oh, there's Maureen. Come here. Maureen. Where are you going? Okay. Okay, bye. Yeah, flashes her butt. She's a big fan of that. Big fan of flashing her butt. Not her naked butt, but, you know, pressed up against the window there. Fair play. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Distracted by the butt. I don't know what they were trying to do with this girl, but I know rightly Cosmopolitan were like, oh, here's a girl. You know, this is how fucking, you know, forward-thinking we are. That this is a form of beauty too. Which is fine. But they don't do that all the time. They don't have a big mix of people. They just put hot people up there. And then they're like, look what we're doing. We're going to make money off the fact that we put this girl in the front and everyone's going to crack up. We're really going to reap the benefits of that. And it's weird. It's just weird. I mean, the actual fucking, it's, do you know what it is? It's when the wrong things are celebrated. That's what it is. You know, someone like The Rock, you know, absolutely deserves all of the fame and all of the fucking money and success that he gets, because he's fucking, he's like the pinnacle of human achievement. He doesn't need to fucking, you know, do all that fucking shit to himself and lift weights and all that. But he kind of does, you know what I mean? He goes, probably the reason that he's so successful is because he can make himself do that. He's like, yeah, I fucking, no matter what, I get up and I work out at fucking dickhead o'clock, and then I work on movies flat out, and I'm extremely positive and fucking inspirational. They're the sort of people that should be inspiring. Do you know, you could put a fucking person on the front of the Cosmopolitan or a fitness magazine. Like, if you put me on the front, right, and I'm just standing there, you'd be going, what the fuck did they put this fucking chunky piece of shit on here for? Right? But if you read into it, and it was like, oh yeah, this guy used to be 30 stone, and then he fucking started doing CrossFit or something, and now he's like 20, and is still working out, and has a bit of a way to go, but he's still trying to get... You know, then he would read into that and be like, oh yeah, that's a fucking good story. I understand why he's in the front of this. But not to just put up some girl who, like, openly is like on her fucking Facebook or on her Instagram, I went and checked it out. She had a cake made with that photo, that cover photo of her on it. And she's eating the cake like, ah, everyone's getting mad at me. I'm still hot as fuck. And she's chewing, eating this shit. And you're like, that's actually just fucking gross. I don't know, unless you're one of those guys who's like, oh yeah, I'm into like feeding girls up so that they're super fat and can't run away from me. Maybe, but there's nothing fucking inspirational about that. There's nothing cool about it at all, other than it's just like, oh well, I'm getting away with this because I've quite a pretty face. But sure, you know, it's like putting a cherry on top of a fucking mound of horse shit. It's just, we're celebrating the wrong things, guys. And it feels like... the fuck? I think I'm flying up my nose. It's just celebrating the wrong things. And it feels like you don't want to have an absolutely huge attack on her. But I don't know whether they're... You see, I don't even know really what they were doing. But I think I know what they were doing. I think they were putting that girl in the front to kick up some shit so that everyone got talking about Cosmopolitan magazine. And I feel like they sort of threw her under the bus too, because they were like, yeah, we love you, we think you're great, we think you're amazing. Put her on the front, and they knew rightly what was going to kick off. And the thing is, like, you know, there's a photo of her there, and I hate to keep bashing her. What's her name? I hate to keep bashing her. But it's like, the photo of her is like, you can't even see her fucking kneecaps. You know, there's so much fat hanging over your knees. That's not good, like. You know, look at the fucking, Jesus Christ. The thing is, it's just like, the story of that is, you get a bit older, you get a bit of a pain in your fucking knee or something. Your mobility and sort of movement goes down even more, and then you're just so heavy that, and you've, whatever, that you just can't even get round to getting back on your own 2 feet again. And then next minute you're like, oh yeah, that's that big sexy fat bitch now has a fucking like Zimmer frame, and then that gets too tiring, and then you're in a wheelchair, and you're like, what age are you? And she's like 40. You're like, what, you've fatted yourself disabled? Do you know? And I like, you know, that's actually, I don't know, it's, I mean, I don't even like the word disabled, to be honest. Mixed ability, because there's some fucking people who are disabled that would put you to shame. But maybe everything's going alright for her. I mean, that's the thing. If you're legit happy, you know, she's got a husband there. You know, I think she has a kid. If she's fucking happy and rich and all, she's probably, oh, that's grand. I don't give a fuck. I'll just keep eating this shit. I mean, like, look at Dave, you know, me and Dave were talking, he's just like, I've got a kid and I'm fucking married now, he's like, I need to, you know, sort my shit out, and I'm like, I'm the same, I don't have a kid, but I'm like, I've seen enough even in this past year, which has been a very busy fucking productive year for me, but like, you see some shit where you're like, you just can't keep it going. You can't do that shit forever. You can't went on a trip to Europe there, drank the whole time. You're like, you can't fucking get on like this. And this is the, and that wouldn't have been strange to me, like, fucking even a few years ago, but like, I was just like, I don't drink that frequently anymore, where it's just like, there's no 2 days in a row and I'm like, fucking send me to rehab. But there she is, just fucking eating cake with an arm that looks like my fucking leg. Unreal. Although we're going one extreme to the other here. There was a girl, let me see. Did I find it? Now, that's how you know she's a banging. You type her first name in and it comes up already and all she was on was fucking X Factor or something. I watched Gogglebox was on the background yesterday and they were watching X Factor. I think it was X Factor or something. Something's Got Talent or something. It was X Factor. And this girl came on and she was shite trying to sing Beyonce, but empty the bag. Athena Manoukian. Here, I'll fucking Athena Manoukian. Check her, right? I forgot I'm actually recording the screen this time, so like, let's do some real pervin. Where's all the good photos are? Now she's not like Ariana. Now, this is the fucking trick. Bet you I look her up and she's like, oh yes, 14. She is hot as all fuck. I can't get a decent picture. I don't know whether she's just got famous yesterday or something. But we're watching X Factor, and the guy goes, well, if there's an ever... No, we're watching... What do you call that shit? Gogglebox. And the guy was like, well, if there's ever an example of why we should just, you know, let the Greek debt go, that's it. I can't get a good photo of this girl. Anyway, look her up. Very attractive. Tried to sing Beyonce, was bollocks. But what can you do? You know, everyone's ability is, it's like a comedian, it's like a pie chart, and some of it percentage wise is material, another percentage is delivery, and another percentage is like performance, and another percentage is just likability. And people have that in different fucking, you know, fractions, basically different fucking percentages of that pie chart. And it's the same as any personality. She's a singer. The singing ability bit might be like 15%, and the other large part of the pie is like, wanna make her pregnant, you know, in her butt. So hot. But you know, that's just other countries. The people in this country are fucking, I mean, that's the thing. We were in fucking Amsterdam, and I was like, look around here, everyone's trendy. I mean, everyone thinks it's weed and hookers. It's not. It's a fucking class city. You would live there. Everything looks amazing. It's chilled out, nice way of life. Stinks of weed everywhere right now. It's all very cool, and everyone's very pleasant, and it was quite nice on a personal level to just walk around and, like, just be... I mean, I'm not fucking Kevin Hart here, but it's like, you know, just no one knows who you are, which is fucking brilliant. And then as soon as you're in the fucking airport, standing in the queue, Barry, Barry, Barry. And this turn around, the guy's like 50. Let me get a photo of you. And I'm like, I didn't even say anything. I was like, all right. You're going to take it anyway. But I, Barry, Barry, click, walks away. And you're like, see, piece of shit, Northern Irish cunt. And then you get in the plane and there's a bunch of lads from Lurgan. They're like, I'm going to help you. And this guy's out of his mind, and the woman's like, excuse me, can I just get you to move away from the exit? And he goes, yes, love, all right, love, just condescending as fuck. And then she turns around his mate, fair play to her, and she's like, how did he get on that flight? Because she obviously lives around the fucking airport somewhere. How did he manage to get on this flight? Even he's fucking smashed. I don't really trust you being beside the emergency exit. And you're like, all right, love, I'll move on. And then this guy just shouting at the plane, like, fucking, quick out, hey, get the fuck out of it. Just shh. And you're like, you fucking... No, he did mention he was from Lurgan. Lurgan fucking scum. That's a lie. I know a lot of nice people from Lurgan. But like, you're just like... why have you to be such cunts? Such fucking just no manners, no fucking self-awareness. Just like, oh, I fucking do what I want. I'm a fucking MAGA. Lads on tour and all. You're like, these are fucking roots, every single one of you. Do you know? I just fucking, that was it. Oh, fucking buy a blender, you mad cunt. And I'm like, yeah, just sitting casually with my wife. Clearly hungover. Fuck, you're a mad cunt. And you're like, no, compared to you, I'm like fucking Christopher Hitchens up in this bitch. That was the last thing I read. You know what I mean? You're like, next to you, I'm like fucking educated, intelligent, well-balanced, successful human. Compared to you, you fucking shit-flinging monkey from Lurgan, you cunt. Fucking unbelievable scumbags, like. You know when you have headphones and you can hear someone shouting on the plane? You're like, I am gonna get up. I bet you if I get up right now, grabbed him by the fucking neck and just punched him 40 times until his face would look like an omelette, everyone would be like, good lad. Unbelievable. Just fucking scumbag. And you forgot because you're walking around Amsterdam. This is great. Let's go for a coffee. This pastry's delicious. You know, let's go to the fucking Van Gogh Museum. We didn't even go there. Maureen went, me and her sister just sat in the grass and fucking had ice cream. You know? Stared at all the people. Saw a man walk past dressed as an adult baby. And I was like, fair fucking. Do you know what? I even filmed it. I was about to be like, oh, look at this fucking. And then I was just like, what can I say? The guy is in public. In a fucking nappy with a dummy around his neck, walking along like he's just walking to the shops, which he probably was. I was like, do you know what? That guy, there's nothing you can say to that guy that's going to make him feel bad or worse or anything. He's just like, yep, I like dressing like a baby, so fuck you. Mm-hmm. I was like, go for it. You go for it, girl. Wah. You shit that nappy. Yeah, you're just like, Northern Ireland's good, and, you know, we get it quite easy. Food's good. The weather's very fucking timid compared to a lot of places in the world right now. Sometimes it gets warm, sometimes it's pissing down. There's no flood. Very few floods. No one's fucking dying of the heat. None of that shit. It's nice. It's a nice place when the sun's out. It's great. But the people are just, you're just like, fucking, some of them are great. Great people. But there's just this fucking attitude over here where everyone's negative as fuck. But for the most part, great people. If you're in the dead-on mafia, you know what I mean? Lap it up, bro. Gang, gang. But, like, there are just some people who are like, you just fucking, you need euthanized. Anyway, look that girl up. Athena Manoukian. Absolute. Can't get, everyone's just taking screenshots from the TV. Look at her. Oh, God almighty. No. So hot. Anyway, so let me talk more about what I ate. Whenever Maureen went to the, so we had the Thai food. Next day, went to go to the fucking museums. It was actually the last day. I couldn't be arsed walking around a museum, especially a, went to the Banksy Museum, seen that. And similarly to the way I seen the Libertines whenever I was at Glastonbury, I was like, see, if this was 10 years ago, I'd have been fucking blasting jets of semen everywhere. But when I seen them 10 years later, I was just like, oh, they're not that good a band, really. Like, there's some nice wee whimsical songs that you put on when you're drunk, but I was like, no, they're not that fucking good. Whereas years before, I'd have been like, I want the Libertines tattoo on my forehead. And then, yeah, we went to Banksy and I was just walking around. I was just like, yeah, it's cool. There's something about art where it's just like, if it's visual art, I'm just like, if I've seen it, it's not much more impressive in person. If I could have it for the house, I'd be delighted. But it's like, it's stencil art, so I could copy it. It's weird. It's weird. It must just be like a pop art type thing. You're like, yeah, seen it in a book, seen it in real life. No difference. Once you've got the fucking visual pun that he's making, you're like, yeah, I like it. But fucking, yeah, so we went out in the Sunday to that big square in Amsterdam, not the Dam Square, the other one, where they have the Rijksmuseum, and there was a market on. I was like, sweet, let's get food. All I could smell was fucking fish sauce, which is giving me a Vietnamese boner, and I was like, right, where's the goddamn fish sauce come from? Couldn't find it. The whole place smelled like asshole, and I couldn't find where I was doing it. And I think I got a burger. It was like a pulled pork and, yeah, burger with pulled pork in it. And I think it was actually the pork that was in the burger that had the fish sauce, if I had to guess. But anyway, I ate that. And you know what it was? I was starving, but I ate this thing, and I was like, that is the lightest, fluffiest, like, little... It didn't feel like you just had a dirty big burger. It felt like you just had a like nice little, that was delicious. Like a slider nearly. So we had that, and then we got a big hot dog with fucking sauerkraut and all this shit on it. Absolute fat continent. The only thing that was saving us was the fact that you were drinking and eating like a bastard, but then you were walking, you know, for about fucking 12 miles a day. So I think that saved us ever so slightly. And then we went to the food hall, which I think is quite famous, food hauling, and it was just full of all sorts of shit, and I was like a fucking kid in a candy store, as they say. I was just fucking, I went down, ordered dim sum. This was the Asian thing. As soon as we got to Amsterdam, we had Thai, we had fucking, all we did was eat Asian food. One night, let me finish on that story. I'll finish on that other story. Went to this food hall place, dim sum. I had a full panic of like, when am I going to get the tasty food again? So I ordered dim sum, which is all the fucking little pork dumplings and shrimp dumplings and fucking, it was unbelievable. Dim sum's the shit. One of them tasted exactly like a sausage roll, even though it was like a wee bit of a rice fucking dumpling thing. I ate it and I was like, that tastes like a herby sausage roll. It was very strange. But, I was like, I was panicking. I was like, oh, fuck now. It's like 4 o'clock. We got to make our moves to get the train, whatever, whatever. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I had a 10-minute wait from a dim sum. So I was like, right, order that 12-piece. Me and Maureen were going to share. I was like, I'm going to get a fucking banh mi from the Vietnamese place to take to the airport. So I went, as I was waiting on my dim sum, went down and ordered a big fucking beef banh mi thing, like a Vietnamese baguette, and just wrapped it up and took it with me on my way. Ate it at the airport. Just absolutely ODing on Asian food at the dim sum. That was the shit. Probably get a Chinese tonight now that we're home. I swear to God, I can't. I just, there's certain types of food. I'm just like, why the fuck does the whole world not eat this all day, every day? It's fucking unbelievable. No, it gives a nice piece of roast beef. On a fucking bit of mash. Mash can suck my dick end. Disgusting. Mash. There's a big empty bit of my plate there. Could you take it up with some sort of fucking baby food that you would feed to someone in a coma? Yeah. Now I was going buck mad on the Asians. But anyway. The night before, I have to tell you a story. And I have no questions today because I might knock the questions on the head because we cover a lot of the same ground. People don't take it, not that they need to take questions seriously, but, and then just every podcast has questions. I just feel like you don't need to do it. Do you know what I mean? What are you going to ask me? I want to. Here, Colin. If you have questions, go onto the Dead On Mafia Instagram and DM me a question. That's where we'll pick up our questions. But I just don't want to spend fucking half an hour answering questions every week. I'd rather do the podcast. So yeah, I'll end on this story and then we'll end on a quick video. The second night that we stayed, of course, the whole time you're like, oh, I'm grand. I mean, this has happened to me in a few holidays. You're like, I'm grand, eating a load of weird food, getting away with it, drinking a load of beer, just shitting regularly. I was like, I'm doing regular shits. We're all good, babies. You know, good, healthy shits. The last night, we were like, could you be arsed fucking sitting down and eating a dinner? And I was like, nah, not really, I don't like doing that. I've also discovered, see those food hall things, that is how you eat. See this sit down dinner, sit for 2 hours uncomfortably fucking warm and not, fuck that. You many choices of foods and then just go to a bench and stand up and eat it. That's how you eat food. Fuck all that. Are you ready for your fucking dessert menu? No, I'll get it when I want. That sort of vibe, that's what I like. Anyway, So we fucking went for beers. Somebody gave me a recommendation for a brewery, which is the worst word to say. Brewery! That was in Amsterdam that does their own beer. And he's like, oh, I should definitely check that out if you're sick of drinking Heineken. I was like, sure, I'll try anything. So we went there and we got the fucking, the wee ladder of beer, whatever it's called. And we tried all the different beers and just ended up getting 3 fucking pints of the bitter blonde, just regular blonde beer. It was probably any other shit. They were giving the fucking blonde beer away for free in Belgium, for God's sake, and in Amsterdam. I'm like, yeah, I'll have 3 of those, £19 each. So we had a few of those and probably a bit more active beers to be drinking rather than shitty beer. Drank all that, starving. This is another fucking Asian meal we had. We went to one of those walk to walk or something it's called. Walk to walk. It's like a fucking Chinese, it's like a noodle bar basically, but they're all over Amsterdam, but they're the shit. They're pretty decent if you don't want to fucking sit down and wait for food. You go in and this cunt's in a fucking perspex, like almost like a phone box, and you order the thing and the guy packs it all in the box, gives it to this guy, he fucks it in the wok. The, you know, a big fucking gas burner underneath, it's just, so it only takes about fucking 90 seconds. He's like, less, probably a minute. Puts the sauce in, shakes it up, scrapes it in the box, boom, and it's gone. And so I ordered mine. We were getting 3 of them. We're like, yep, that's us, quick. We've got to get this last fucking train back because we're staying about 20 minutes outside the town. So we get our stuff, get back. I ordered like Hong Kong, whatever. There was all bullshit sauces. Like, oh, you can get the red curry sauce. There's like satay. There's a little bullshit sauces. And then one was like Hong Kong something, spices, whatever. I was like, give me the spicy one, sure. I'm half pished. And I got back to the room and we're like in our individual fucking single beds at about 1 in the morning, like watching TV, eating these noodles with the TV turned up loud because we're all just like, just eating like pigs. Real cool holiday, guys. And I'm a cool guy. I do cool shit. Got a dope life, do dope shit. Just sit with my fucking wife and her sister and I mean, that actually does sound like a porno, but that is so not what was happening. You know, my wife. Anyway, we're eating these fucking noodles. Mine is hotter than fuck. I was like, what the fuck did they put in that? And I, like, I'm not shy of about eating spice, but I was like, this is fucking, my fucking eyes were watering. I had to put 2 fucking hankies up my nose. I was like, I'm snotting all over this bastard place here. But you just couldn't stop eating because we're like, oh my God, this is fucking gorgeous. And kept banging it into me. I was like, oh yeah, everyone's eating. Even more insisters. Like, she goes, I should have stopped eating this fucking 10 minutes ago and I can't stop eating. So much fucking noodles and food in it. Stuffing it in this. And all goes well. Go to bed. We have to wake up in the morning and check out. So I'm like, right. We're about to go to breakfast. That was it. I was like, right, we'll go for breakfast in the morning, even though we're just overloading on food. But seemingly I've lost 5 pounds in this trip. Or 4 pounds or whatever the fuck it is. But I was like, right, I'll get us the breakfast. It's not included, but it's only like €7 and it's one of these fucking Euro breakfasts where it's gonna be horse shit. So anyway, we go down, I'm peeling fucking hard boiled eggs. You have to peel your own hard boiled eggs and like making a wee baguette thing with some ham and eating that and having their fucking decaf coffee and all that shit. And then before we went for breakfast, I nipped in for a wee shit in the hotel room, you know, even though them two were still there. I was like, I'm gonna go for a shit here, turn up some music, and I was just like, oh, today's gonna be pain, just fucking just shitting. I was like, that's so spicy noodles killing me today. I was like, oh fuck me. Load of beer, load of fucking pale ale bullshit, and then a load of that. And I was like, oh, my guts are in fucking bits. Never mind the 9 days before that where I did exactly the same. Just absolutely rail it on pints. And then I was like, oh, fuck me, right, we'll go for breakfast. So I went down for breakfast feeling nice and empty with a stingy ring. And then we had the breakfast, and on the way back up, I sort of went in and started packing some shit. Maureen's sister got in the shower, right? And I was just like, I'm feeling a bit of an acuteness in my anus right now. And then it's not just like, oh, I need a shit. It's like, because you've eaten so much spicy food, you're like, oh my God, right? So I didn't even say anything to Maureen because she was probably going to be like, don't even, just don't talk to me. So here's what I did. And if I told you what happened right now, right? Or if I had a sitcom and I shot what happened in the next fucking 3 minutes, you'd be like, this isn't Curb Your Enthusiasm. That never happened, right? I just grab the room key. I walk out. We're on the 11th floor. It's going to go down the lobby to take a shit. Right? At this point, I'm like fucking gurgling. And I hit the button. And every other time we got in this lift, the lift just went, ding. There's like 3 lifts. Every time, boom, go ahead. Hit this button. Nothing. Hit it again. Starting to sweat now. Eventually, the door opens without me seeing it. And the guy waves out. And there's this guy. And I go over. There's like 2 Indian guys in the lift. I walk in. One of these cunts, it smells like one of these cunts have already shit in the lift. I was like, are you doing the same fucking journey south that I'm doing here? We go to the fucking foyer for the dumplings. I walk in, this guy, it stinks like real fucking eggy, just foreign farts. And I was like, okay, stinking. I close the door. I'm like, right, let's go. 11 the fucking ground floor in one swoop here. Goes down to 10, goes down one floor. And I'm like, this hasn't happened in 2 days since we got here. Door opens. There's about 5 Japanese girls. Like talking away on their phone. All on their phone. And they all have suitcases. And they're like, oh, get in the lift. And they go to get in the lift. And like none of them look up. They're all on fucking Instagram. And just fucking trailing these things in. Which pushes me to the back of the lift. And I'm like, okay. It's, and I'm like, well, there might be a fucking bukkake breaking out here in a second. We get to the back. Oh, and they're all, oh, it's all Japanese. Her case gets stuck, and I fucking just grabbed it and pulled it in. Get in the fucking lift, will you? Door shut. Me, 2 Indian guys, and 5 fucking Japanese girls in a mist of fucking sulfuric fart. Right? I'm like, at this point, I didn't know your asshole could get white knuckles. I was like, fucking Jesus Christ, get to the floor. Right? Goes down one more floor. We're on floor 9. Doors open. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking blast inside this place here. Door opens. There's like 3 fucking like either Italian or French guys or something. And they're like, oh, I don't know if you fucking... And they're like looking. I'm like, of course there's no room, you fucking baguette riding cunt. I think we were made for the next one. I was like, well done, Pierre, you fucking twat. Shut the door. It took them about 30 seconds. We're like, I don't think there's room. We'll maybe wait for the next one. Yeah. Well done. Door shut. At this point, I am like fucking... I'm almost like a ballerina on my tiptoes. I've clenched my asshole that tight. Just shivering. And I'd sort of managed to shuffle around the back of one of these Japanese girls. Because I was like, see when this door opens, I'm going to fuck... You're going to fall over like we're 10-pin bowling here while I crash through. The door opens. I dart out. Take a quick left. There was, earlier at the breakfast, there was a guy and his wee friend who was a dwarf, okay? And he was walking around eating with his, you know, with his big bowl of cereal like this. He's then since got changed into a suit and has a briefcase, and I come hard left out of this thing, straight into this fucking cunt that looks like Peter Dinklage with a briefcase. Gunk! And he goes, you know, like, it must happen to him 5 times a day. And I couldn't even stop, and I had to fucking just barge straight past him. He near drops his wee briefcase, which may or may not have been a matchbox with a handle. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And he was just like slobbering away in whatever language. I bolt into the toilet. At this point, I literally could have been like Iron Man fueled by shit. I could have just come off my feet like... and just like shat my way to the fucking toilets. I bang in the toilets. There's 3 toilets. 2 of them have red fucking locks on them, like they're locked. And the other guy is like, the toilet attendant guy, cleaner guy, is cleaning the toilet. And he's bent over, but he's on the phone. And I'm like, excuse me. And he's like, okay, 1 second. And I was like, get the fuck. I literally just grabbed him by the arm. And I was like, no, you can't. And I like pulled him out of the thing. And I was like, I have to go. He's like, but there's no good. And then I literally was shitting as I was pulling the door closed like that to lock it. You know what I mean? It was like, clink, and then I locked it, and then that was it. There's no real end to that story, other than, you know, a carton of fucking egg noodles with sulfuric sauce fell out of my ass. Nightmare. I was like, If this happened to me any other time throughout these 2 days, and I went, I just need a nip for a dump, and I fucking hit the button, boom, it would have arrived straight down into the thing with no one in the toilet. And this time it was like a fucking gauntlet of fucking retards trying to get through them. I don't think there is room in the fucking... Oh, really? You French cunt. Judge, it's quite obvious. If there's three people in here, it would have been too packed. But anyway, I just, you know when you're just like, you're so stressed out, you're like, I can't get off this toilet now for like half an hour. I just have to sit here till I get fucking like pins and needles in my feet. Literally, I was sweating, like full blown, like I was doing a fucking CrossFit wad, pissing with sweat. Oh, what's wrong, bro? Did you just do a fucking AMRAP? No. Held a shit in a lift while it was like Noah's Ark of fucking ethnicities getting in here. Two of everything. Fat, white, Irishman. You can count as two. Cheers, bros. Oh, tired just thinking about it. Unbelievable. We'll have to fucking draw this thing to a close. Apologize again for not doing a podcast. Hopefully this is maybe made up for it a bit, being a bit longer. It's a bad time to promote it, but you know, this podcast is indeed fueled by Patreon, which means rather than me go out there and get a podcast sponsor, which may inevitably change the content that you listen to, you get it the way it is. You get it straight up the way I'd like to do it. And if you feel like you want to contribute a tiny bit every month, $1, $2, because Patreon is all in dollars, it keeps this thing going. We're banking it up. We're going to get some new motherfucking mics and cameras in the next wee while. And it all goes back in. It all goes back into it. And I very much appreciate it. And I never thought about this until Blind Boy said it in his podcast. If you're able to pay a small amount a month, you're kind of paying for a person who would maybe like to donate. Because what, you know, I used to think Patreon was like, oh yeah, give me money and let me live my dreams. What it actually is if you like a thing, you know, much the way you subscribe to fucking Spotify, Netflix, any of that shit, you get to contribute a little bit every month to a thing that you listen to. You know, it's not paying a TV license where you just pay it because it's illegal not to have one. And they feed you nothing but shit. If you like this podcast, if you're part of the Dead On Mafia, if you enjoy the content, you get to donate just to that, which enables me to put out more. Says the guy that was just away on a fucking 2 week holiday and didn't do any podcasts. But we'll knock loads of podcasts out. I'm feeling podcasty. You know, this is the thing that I like doing the most. So, if you wanna donate, it's generalbanter.com. It's not. It's patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. You know, another way you can support the podcast and have something really sweet to walk around with is a motherfucking Dead On Mafia t-shirt available at colingettis.com. They come in. We got a wee bit of a stock up of the general t-shirts. These are back in stock. There's people looking these and I was like, I didn't realize that I'd sold out of these. So I rebought them. Lovely print. We got the black t-shirt with a red writing on it. The general t-shirts. Which is a really cool way if you want to be, you know, because what I didn't want to do was do like a, which I actually do have, but I didn't want them all to be like a General Banter Podcast t-shirt. I have a, you can get a General Banter Podcast t-shirt, which is an amazing grey t-shirt with a big black logo. But if you don't want it to be as obvious as that, General is the brand that's attached to this podcast and everything I do. I always wear the t-shirts. I kind of just want my own brand, essentially. But, yeah, that's a cool way to be like, yeah, I'm supporting it. I listen to the podcast. I like the videos, like content, like the vlogs, like all that shit. But I don't want to walk around with a big fucking merchy t-shirt on. Just wear a cool branded t-shirt. That's it. And that's how you do it, motherfuckers. Now, let's watch this woman vomit up a milkshake. Now, first of all, why is this staggering so much? Here's what cracks me up about this girl. What sort of fucking pig is just like, and then she just burps That's the grossest bit for me. It's not even the vomiting. It's the burping uncontrollably. Now, would you ever play? I love... this is so funny, like... Now, why is that not playing? I sit here all fucking day, uploading videos, doing all sorts of shit, and then I go to play a fucking 1 minute long video, and it staggers. What the fuck, like? I swear to God. We're out here in the garage. That is staggering. That is literally just staggering the video. If I watched anything else right now, it would just play. I'm recording the screen this week so that we can all watch videos back, and the one day it's like it just won't fucking play. That's what I fucking hate about the country. And this, see our internet when it's going, it's the best internet I've ever used. And then sometimes it's just like, I don't work. And then sometimes it's flying, and it's like, I don't work again. I'm trying to watch this fucking shit heap girl be sick. The one week I'm like, I'm finally going to screen capture the screen so that I have a video to show people. And that won't even play. That is infuriating! That has ruined the end of the podcast. I should have stopped this fucking ages ago. Oh, support me on Patreon. Can't even get your fucking videos to work, you fucking twat. It drives me bananas. A 1 minute video of a girl being like, just show me it, like. Now, why does she go, and then just, have you seen this video, guys, where she's just like, that's a problem, you know, if you can't just hold down a simple bit of milkshake. Also, it looks like it's banana flavoured. You deserve the Boca banana flavoured, you fucking stinking bitch. I'm so upset that that didn't work. I've been recording this the whole time. I'll probably not put up any fucking video because it just didn't work today. We'll play a Mac Miller song. What's your favorite Mac Miller song, guys? I know what mine is. I don't even know if it's his song either. I think it's maybe a Vince Staples song. No, it is his song. We'll play it in this, guys. Cheers for listening. This me playing this will mean that I will not be able to monetize this video. But who gives a fuck? Cheers for listening. Sorry the podcast was late for a few weeks. Sorry there was no podcast, but we're back to it.
Take your time when talking to a nigga, I don't waste none. Knock you off your feet and then I flee before the jakes come. Sick of hearing cases from these niggas who ain't face none. But I'ma be the nigga that they feelin' when the day come. Thirsty for the pay, young niggas let it straight. Straight bullet hit my brother in his motherfucking face. What's fate when a person don't deserve what he get? Shooting reckless at the father, almost murdered the kid. Or is it karma for the shit that both the parents had did? Ain't embarrassed while I'm living, we get married for kills. From a family of niggas that was veteran skilled. Bold and heartless cause my mama made me part of the guild. Deals made selling thrills, paid the bills at the crib. Drag him down by the river, he'll be missing for years. And them funerals was usual, ain't shedding no tears. Knew the fallen had it better off than most of us did. Cause shit, heaven knows, heaven's gates probably closed. And these hoes in the race for the gold. We was raised on that fork in the road. No food on our plate, just the meals that we stole. Yeah.
I spit that prayer hand emoji, the shit that injured Kobe. The holiest, the holy, Nick Nolte and some Oakleys. That's a flex though, to cover up the issues that I kept close. Sober, I can't deal, I'm in the corner with my head low. Running from my shadow, never ending chase. He's the pain and the battle that's within me. Sniff the same shit that got Whitney. The high heel depression, my temple feel the metal coming out the Smith and Wesson bang. Say a prayer, leave my brains on the tile floor. My bitch hate me, always tell me I should smile more. Off them drugs that hit you in your spinal cord. This is shit I need to keep the climate warm. Wish I could get high, space migration. Pretend I can just fly the great vibrations. The magazines need a quote, but I'm gone. Sorry, I don't even know. Yo. Whoa. Yeah, and it's pain. pain, and this pain, and this pain, mixed up with this rain, this rain, this rain, this rain.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.